St. John's was hit hard by a major series of storms in what has been dubbed Stormageddon this past January. The city, paralyzed by snow, saw huge amounts of work and wages lost. This loss trickled down to contractors, who were suddenly faced with a flurry of job cancellations. Mike Cole, a plasterer and painter who's been in the business for over 32 years, was one such contractor.
Normally for me, believe it or not, January is my busiest month. In November, I was already booked for the full month of January. I lost the last 2 weeks of January now because of storm. So, and I've gone from in the winter time, I have three people working for me, and right now I'm down to one.
Jennifer Wickens, a representative of Island Insulation, a relatively new company, was also hit hard by Stormageddon. She had hoped the slew of cancellations was a case of delayed revenue, as opposed to being canceled entirely.
As you know, the whole place was shut down for over a week. Being shut down for that length of time, we were out of work, and you're out of work, you're not getting paid as a small business, right? Once they did open up, you know, the place again, we couldn't get the product in because the boats and all that were tied up and all that stuff, too. So it has affected us, and it's a trickle-down effect as well, because there's clients that want to get work done, but they're having financial difficulties too, so a lot of jobs have been put on pause.
Gil Robichaud, an independent contractor who mostly works in tiling with his girlfriend, was put out of work by the snow as well. On top of that, their supply warehouse was damaged by winds, further delaying them getting back to work. He's estimated his loss over this period of time to be in the tens of thousands of dollars.
You know, with us right now, like I said, it's me and the girlfriend now, there's two of us that are at this, so this is our household income, you know what I mean? So there is no other, like, not like one person is working at something else or whatever, but when we're shut down, now it's six out of the last 10 weeks, basically, between the snow and the roof blowing off our tunnel supply grids, we just end up basically on the dead for those times, right? Like, even our major people who feed us work right now have been slow due to this, right? So it's a trickle down. They're slow because of this, and then the ones who are usually calling us, they're not calling because of this.
Fast forward to the present day, and St. John's is once again paralyzed. This time it's not piles of snow keeping people indoors, but the invisible threat of the COVID-19 pandemic. With the economy at a standstill, things have gone from bad to worse for the construction industry. Curtis Mercer, the president of the Canadian Home Builders Association of Newfoundland and Labrador, who represents over 150 member companies, spoke about the hardships facing the industry right now.
It's slowed down productivity, and our contractors have had to make changes to ensure that they're in compliance with all government regulations and occupational health and safety regulations. And in specific, it has changed our renovation market. Most of our members have stopped doing work inside of homes that are occupied, so they're only continuing on either new home construction or major renovations where nobody's living in them. We've already lost a number of people that were in the industry, mostly people that were in the industry doing it as a second profession and offering the service. So a lot of those people are gone. We're probably still going to see some people drop off, one, because of uncertainty, and two, nobody knows how long this is going to last, and if we have to give up building, or if the financial constraints on businesses are obviously going to have an impact. So there are probably going to be some that are going to give it up and move on to other things. Right. We haven't seen any because of COVID happen yet, but obviously that is on the top of people's minds right now. Most of our people can continue to work on some sort of job site, but if time comes when government decides that the construction industry is no longer an essential service and they just shut us down, that's going to have financial implications for our members and obviously our employees.
While some of our original sources were unavailable for an interview at this time, we were able to get in touch with Gil Robichaud to see how he's handling these uncertain times. Frustrated with how the government is handling the payment of emergency benefits, Robichaud is unsure how his small company will weather the storm.
Yep. People worried about catching this flu, so not many people want you in their house doing work. So it definitely filters down, and plus people missed income during Snowmageddon, and now they're missing income during this, so rentals are one of the things that go first. We're still like looking to book jobs and stuff, but we applied for the CERB just because of the time that we were off beforehand for that period.
where they have it set up that you can't make anything on it. You know, so the next month, now say we do one job, a backsplash or something like that, well, then you can't apply for it, so they need to change something with it, because you could do $500 in a whole month, and then you don't qualify or something. The rules, the stipulations and rules and regulations put in on it, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, and then there's like, I get it, like the same for everyone and stuff, but there's people that are living in the bed sitting room and stuff, and then there's people with the bigger bills to pay, and they're all getting the same thing. So some people have disposable income out of this, what they got left, and other people got to say, well, I can't pay the rent. So I think it's a simpler way, right? They could have just put like a rent freeze on, or mortgage and rent freeze, or the thing like this, and eliminated it, and then at least the money that everyone gets then would just be for the same purpose, which would be like, you know, food necessities.
The fate of the construction industry and the economy as a whole is largely up in the air. When, how, and by what means the industry begins to gain its footing again from this major setback will only be seen in time. For Kicker News, I'm Nick Travis.